去看《士师记》的十三章。
Let us turn to Judges chapter 13.
十三章记载以色列啊，他们又进入到第七个堕落犯罪的循环里头。
Chapter 13 records the seventh cycle of sin.
三章第一节说，以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事。神将他们交在非利士人手中四十年。
In verse 1, it says, Again the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years.
在这四十年遭欺压的黑暗日子里头。
And these dark 40 years,
以色列人他们向神呼求。
The Israelites cried out to the Lord.
神为他们预备另外一位士师。
And the Lord prepared for them one more judge named Samson.
第二节到二十五节这里就记载着参孙他的身世。
And so from verse 2 to verse 25, it records the background of Samson.
神的使者向原本不生育的参孙的父母亲显现。
Originally, Samson's father and mother, they could not have any children.
但首先先对他的妈妈来显现。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to Samson's mother.
告诉他说原本向来不生育的、不怀孕、不生育的你如今你必要怀孕生一个儿子。
The angel said, you are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son.
也教导他应当要怎么样来对待这个神所赏赐的儿子。
And the angel also taught her how to treat the son that the Lord was going to give.
因为这个孩子一出生就要归神做拿细耳人。
Because as soon as the son was born, he was to be claimed as a Nazarite.
必起来拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines.
所以要谨慎，清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁的东西也不可吃。
So he could not drink any wine or other fermented drink and not eat anything unclean.
不可以用刀用剃头刀剃他的头啊。
No razor may be used on the boy's head.
参孙的母亲呢，也没有问神的使者是谁呀。
Samson's mother did not ask who this angel of the Lord was.
她回去赶快告诉她的丈夫。
But she went back and told her husband.
说有个神人到她的面前相貌像神的使者，甚是可畏。
And told him a man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of the Lord, an angel of God, very awesome.
把神的使者对她所说的话告诉她的丈夫。
And she repeated to her husband what the angel of the Lord had told her.
夫妻一体所以她的丈夫就跟她说求神再差遣那个神人到这里来，好指教他们怎么样对待这个将要生的孩子。
Because husband and wife are one, the husband also prayed, O Lord, I beg you, let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.
于是神垂听他们的祷告，再度的向他们显现。
And God listened to their prayer and appeared to them once again.
九节到十四节，神将当日对参孙父亲、参孙母亲所说的话告诉他的参孙的父亲。
And from verse 11 to 14, the angel again told them what it was that he told the mother.
这个马拿雅。
And this person was Manoah, the father.
马拿雅对神的使者说你容我来款待你，好为你预备一只山羊羔。
And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, we would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you.
神的使者对他说你款待我，但我却不吃你的食物。你若预备献燔祭，就献给独一真神。
The angel of the Lord replied, even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord.
于是马拿雅就献祭。
And thus Manoah, he offered a burnt offering.
神的使者也消失了。
And the angel of the Lord disappeared.
马拉雅对他妻子说，我们看到神的使者了，我们看见神了，我们必要死。
And Manoah realized it was the angel of the Lord and said to his wife, we are doomed to die.
他的妻子很有智慧。
But his wife was very wise.
如果神要杀我们了，必不会从我们手里收纳我们献的燔祭跟素祭。
The wife answered, if the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands.
更不会把这一切事情告诉我们了。
Nor shown us all these things or now told us this.
如果神要杀我们，那他那刚刚告诉我们那些应许要怎么成就？
If the Lord wants to kill us, then how is he going to fulfill all those promises he had just spoken?
后来果然，她怀孕生了一个儿子，给他取名叫参孙。
And truly, the woman gave birth and named the boy Samson.
神赐福给他。
And the Lord blessed him.
等他长大，神的灵感动他。
And when he grew up, the spirit of the Lord began to stir in him.
十三章记载参孙他的父母亲。
So in chapter 13, it records the parents of Samson.
以及参孙一出生就做拿细耳人归神为圣。
And how Samson was claimed as a Nazarite from birth.
在这段记载里头，小弟想提出几点来做相互的分享跟勉励。
So in this passage, I'd like to point out several points for our mutual encouragement.
我们从这个马拉雅，他对神的祈求请神来指教他怎么样对待将要出生的孩子。
The first is how Manoah asked the Lord to teach him how to bring up the son that the Lord promised.
这也是我们每一个已经为人父母的，或者是将来要为人父母的弟兄姐妹当有的祈求啊。
And this is a plea to the Lord that parents or future parents should have.
儿女是神托付的产业。
Because a child is an inheritance from the Lord.
将来要还给神的。
And we have to return the inheritance one day.
那你怎么照神的方法来对待他，来雕琢他，来造就养育他？
And so how do we raise this child, mold them and influence them, according to the Lord?
那需要神帮助，需要神教导。
We need the Lord's guidance and the Lord's teaching.
我们来看诗篇的七十八篇啊。
Let us turn to Psalm chapter 78.
诗篇七十八篇。
Or Psalm 78.
第四节
Verse 4.
四节，我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。第五节
Verse 5.
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。第六节
Verse 6.
使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。第七节
Verse 7.
好叫他们仰望神，不忘记神的作为，唯要守他的命令。这里给我们一个很好的提醒。
And here it reminds us.
我们应当经常的照神的这个吩咐来教导我们的儿女。
That we should often teach our children according to the commands of the Lord.
信仰没办法遗传的。
Because our faith is not inheritable by genetics.
信仰要靠栽培。
And our faith has to be nurtured.
所以参孙父母亲懂得向神祈求，怎么样来教导对待这个神所应许要给他们将出生的儿子。
So Samson's parents knew how to ask the Lord how to teach the son that was promised to be born to them.
这值得我们效法跟学习。
And this is very good for our for us to emulate.
再来我们谈谈这个参孙的妈妈。
And now let us look at the mother of Samson.
就是马拉雅的太太。
And this is the wife of Manoah.
当神的使者向他显现。
When the angel of the Lord appeared to her,
第三节告诉他。
In verse 3, she said,
向来你不怀孕不生育，如今你必怀孕生一个儿子。
The angel said, you are sterile and childless, but you are going to conceive and have a son.
那我们想到 神的使者也向耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚显现。
And this reminds us how the angel of the Lord also appeared to Mary, the mother of Jesus.
也向世洗约翰的爸爸显现过。
And the angel also appeared to the father of John the Baptist.
那同样的对于神的应许的反应并不是像这里这个玛拿雅一样，玛拿雅的太太一样。
And all their reactions to the promise of the Lord are quite different than the wife of Manoah's.
主耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚，她相信，她情愿神的这个旨意成就在她身上。
Mary, the mother of Christ, she accepted this, and she was willing for the Lord's will to be upon her.
但是撒加利亚就是施洗约翰的爸爸，他就不相信。
But Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he did not believe.
人已经老了，怎么可能有这些事呢？
How can this happen when people are old?
让我们想到这个亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的偷笑。
And it reminds us how Sarah, the wife of Abraham, laughed in secret.
创世纪的十八章那边记载，当神应许亚伯拉罕要生一个儿子。
In Genesis chapter 18, when the Lord promised Abraham that he would have a son,
撒拉在外面听到了。
Sarah heard it outside the tent.
想说，我们两个都是老公公老婆婆，怎么可能有这个事情？
And so she thought to herself, we're grandpa and grandmother's ages.
被神责备。
And but she was chastised by the Lord.
所以参孙的母亲让我们看出她是一个有信心的女人。
So from the reaction of Samson's mother, we can see she was a woman of faith.
向来不生育。
She was sterile.
但是她对于神使者对她说的一切，她相信。
But she believed what the angel of the Lord spoke to her.
所以她告诉她先生这个信息。
So she transmitted this message to her husband.
再来，这个使者告诉神的使者告诉她说，将来这个小孩必要拯救以色列人。
And the angel of the Lord also told her that this child would begin the deliverance of Israel.
神的使者也曾经告诉施洗约翰的父亲撒加利亚同样的话。
And the angel of the Lord had told John the father of John the Baptist the same thing.
但是撒加利亚不相信。
But Zechariah did not believe.
参孙的母亲相信。
But Samson's mother did.
虽然看不到。
Even though she could not see what was to happen.
那个世代是非利士人当道的世代。
Because in that generation, the Philistines, they were the main power.
被欺压的四十年。
And they were oppressed for 40 years.
能有这样的信心是很不容易的。
And it was not easy to have this type of faith.
所以今天我们为人父母的，或者是将来要为人父母的。
And so as parents or future parents,
如果有一天神告诉我们说，我要用你的儿女来成就大事。
If one day the Lord tells us, I'm going to use your child to do a great deed,
你愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
你相信吗？
Would you believe?
你预备好了吗？
Would you be prepared?
求神帮助。
And we ask the Lord to help.
让我们的信心能够超越眼前所看到的一切。
To help us so that our faith may go beyond what we see before our eyes.
再来三叔的母亲也是个好太太。
Also, the mother of Samson was a good wife.
她有这样的信息，马上就告诉她先生。
When she received this type of message, she told her husband immediately.
夫妻之间没有秘密。
And there were no secrets between husband and wife.
马上跟她先生分享。
And she shared with her husband right away.
后来当她先生烦恼说，因为他们看到神看到神的使者会死了。
And when the husband was afraid that they would die because they saw God,
他就安慰他的先生说，如果神要杀我们，怎么会悦纳我们所献的燔祭跟素祭？再来，他如果杀了我们，将来怎么成就他所说的一切？
She comforted her husband and said, if the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted our offerings and shown us all these great things.
真的如同箴言31章那边所说，才德的妇人一生使丈夫有益无损。
And she was truly like the wise woman listed in Proverbs chapter 31 that benefited her husband.
她的灵程比她先生还高啊。
She had a higher level of spirituality than her husband.
真的是一个值得称赞的妇人。
And she was a woman worthy to be praised.
再来更不简单。
Another thing was,
参孙出生啊。When
Samson came into the world,
一出生就要归神做拿细耳人。
As soon as he was born, he had to be set apart as a Nazarite for the Lord.
不可剃头。
He could not shave his head.
不可以吃到不洁净的。
He could not eat anything unclean.
清酒浓酒都不可碰。 葡萄树上所结的什么东西都不能吃。
And he could not eat of anything from the vine or drink any fermented drink.
套句台湾人，台湾话说，这囡仔就拍油漆。
And so this was a really hard child to bring up.
不能吃这个，到处都要小心。那万一吃到，就违反神的吩咐了。
He could not eat this or that, and he had to be careful to not disobey the Lord's command.
想必是要比其他的人在养小孩还要用心呢。
And she had to spend even more effort in raising him than raising other children.
培养他，照顾他。
And to nurture him and take care of him.
能够成为拿细耳人，归神为圣。
So that he could become a Nazarite and be holy to the Lord.
这是参孙的母亲。
So this was Samson's mother.
一个伟大的女人。
And she was a great woman.
再来我们谈谈拿细耳人。
And now let's discuss the Nazarite.
拿细耳是归主的意思，归神的意思。
And the meaning of Nazarite means set apart to God.
民数记的六章那边记载，拿细耳人当遵守的事情。
And in Numbers chapter 6, it records all the things that the Nazarites had to abide by.
首先就是 要远离清酒、浓酒、葡萄树所结的任何产物都不可以吃。
And so first they had to stay away from any fermented drink and any products of the vine.
箴言31章那边有一个母亲对她当王的儿子的勉励。And
in Proverbs chapter 31, it was a mother's encouragement to her son who was the king.
我们来看箴言的31章。
So let's look at Proverbs 31.
第四节,
verse 4.
四节利木伊勒君王喝酒不相宜王子说浓酒在哪里也不相宜第五节
verse 5.
恐怕喝了就忘了律例颠倒一切困苦人的是非这里说不可喝酒
Here it tells us to not drink wine.
因为会忘记神的律例。
Lest you forget the laws and decrees of the Lord.
颠倒困苦人的是非。
And deprive all the oppressed of their rights.
今天能够让人迷醉的不是只有酒而已。
And in today's time, wine is not the only thing that can confuse people.
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲都能够让人酩酊大醉。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, these can all cause us to sin.
我们是属灵的拿细耳人。
And we are spiritual Nazarites.
我们已经归神为圣。
We have already been separated as holy to the Lord.
我们不应该沉醉在这个物质的世界的追求上。
So we should not drown in these cravings of the world.
忘了神给我们的使命以及当扮演的角色。
And forget the commission of the Lord and the role we should play before the Lord.
再来说不可剃头啊。
Then it says we should not, or the Nazarite should not shave his head.
哥林多前书11章那里谈到说，长头发是男人的羞辱，但是却是女人的荣耀。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it tells us that long hair is the glory of women, but the shame of man.
那现在。 当拿细耳人的参孙，他要变成女人留长头发。
And so this Nazarite Samson, he had to become a woman and have long hair.
他必须要放弃男人的尊严。
He had to let go of his pride as a man.
舍弃男人主导的地位。
And to forsake his role as the ruler.
因为他的主就是神。
Because his master was the Lord.
今天我们都是耶稣基督的心腹。
Today we are all brides of Christ.
我们跟耶稣基督 有婚约的关系。
And we have a covenant of marriage with Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣他用他的诚实、公义、怜悯、慈爱、永生聘我们为他的未婚妻。
And the Lord has used his righteousness and justice to have a covenant with him as a husband and wife.
他要我们专属于他。
And he wants us to be his alone.
哦，所以我们如果另外还有啊，心里还有一个他，那就对耶稣对不起他。
So if we have another being in our minds, then we would not treat Jesus Christ justly.
就不贞洁了。
And we would be impure.
哦，所以我们要以耶稣基督为我们唯一的救主啊。
So we have to see Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior.
就像他给我们的拯救一样，除了他以外，别无拯救。
And apart from him, we will not receive salvation from anyone else.
把我们的主导权让出来给耶稣。
And then we give him our decision-making power.
归他为圣。
And we belong to him as holy.
再来不可，拿细人的第三个，条件就是不可触摸到死尸哈，不洁净的东西。
A third thing was that they could not touch anything dead or unclean.
也是说要过着圣洁的生活。
This also tells us that they had to live a holy life.
神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
人没有圣洁就不能够来见神的面。
And if man is not holy, we cannot see the face of God.
所以提摩太后书那边呢？说我们要成为贵重的器皿，合神所用，就要要离弃那个不洁不义的事。
And so in 2 Timothy it tells us if we are to be noble vessels to be used the Lord, we should separate ourselves from unclean things.
要成为圣洁。
And to be holy.
才能够归神所用，成为拿细耳人。
So that we could be used by the Lord and become a Nazarite.
这是在13章我们提出来的一些这个教训跟勉励。
These are some of the teachings incorporated in chapter 13.
14章记载这个士师参孙他的婚姻。
Chapter 14 describes Samson's marriage.
他的第一段婚姻他爱上了非利士女子。
In his first marriage, he fell in love with a Philistine woman.
一到四节记载参孙在亭拿看见一个女子是非利士人的女儿。
In verse 1 to 4, it records Samson went to Timnah and saw there a young Philistine woman.
他告诉他的父母亲。
And he told his father and mother.
希望他父母亲能够答应他娶这个女子为妻。
And he hoped that his parents would allow him to marry this woman.
父母亲说你在你弟兄的女儿中或者本国的民中，难道没有一个女子何至你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？
His father and mother replied, Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all our people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife?
参孙回答了父母亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，因为我喜悦她。
But Samson said to his father, Get her for me. She's the right one for me.
我们谈谈这是一个强调情欲自主的时代。
And we have to say that this was a generation, or this is a generation that emphasizes choice in relationships.
这是我的婚姻啊。
This is my marriage.
谁都管不着。
So nobody can take part in it.
父母亲免谈。
Father and mother will not have any decision-making power.
就算是神你也不能管。
Even God, you can't have any part in this.
我们看到参孙他的表现。
And this is how we see Samson.
看见喜悦娶来为妻。
He saw, he liked, and he got as a wife.
那我们想起这个亚干他犯罪的经过。
And this reminds us of how Achan sinned.
难道不是这样吗？
Wasn't it the same way?
来看约书亚第七章二十一节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7 verse 21.
约书亚第七章的二十一节。
Joshua chapter 7 verse 21.
二十一节，我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的示拿衣服。200舍客勒银子，一条金子重50舍客勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了。现在藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。
21, it says, when I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them.
同样的是看见喜悦就拿来了。
It's the same. He saw, he liked, and he coveted.
再看始祖夏娃。
And we'll also look at Eve.
创世纪3章6节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 6.
3章6节，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。同样的是，看见喜欢就拿了。Eve
also saw and liked and took.
难道这不是这个世代的写照吗？
And isn't this how this generation is described as?
只要我喜欢, 谁都管不着。
As long as I like it, nobody can do anything about it.
先享受, 先用了再说吧。
And we'll use it and indulge in it, and then think about the consequences.
心动啊, 不如马上行动。
If you like something, then go ahead and do it.
所以参孙他的第一段婚姻啊, 建立在情欲上面的。
So Samson's first marriage was based on lust.
5-9,
it describes how he was going over to Timnah, and he saw a young lion, and in the spirit, he tore the lion apart.
没有多久，他再下去要娶这个新婚的妻子，看到他原本所杀死的狮子，结果被太阳晒干了，有蜜蜂在狮子的尸体里头做窝。
And sometime later, when he went back to marry the woman, he saw how the carcass of the lion was dried by the sun, and there was a swarm of bees in the carcass.
好，他就拿来吃的。
And he saw some honey, and he scooped out to eat.
史诗里头的甜蜜啊。
This was honey in a carcass.
忘了自己是拿细耳人，不可以碰这个史诗啊。
He forgot that he was a Nazarite and he could not touch any carcasses.
就如同他的婚姻观，干不干净、圣不圣洁无所谓，好吃最重要。
This was the same attitude he had with his marriage. It was no matter whether or not it was clean or unclean, as long as it was tasty.
这就是这个世代的最好的注解啊。And
this is the best definition for this generation.
管他合不合法。
Who cares if it's legal?
管他违不违反人伦道德。
Who cares if it goes against human nature?
情欲一发动, 什么事情都干得出来。
As long as your emotions are aroused, then you can do anything.
圣经所记载所禁止的, 在我们这个世代里头啊, 很普遍的。
What the Bible deems as evil is very common in this world.
同性恋, 那已经 很平常了。
Homosexuality is common.
甚至跟野兽也能够，就像圣经所说的，能够苟合。Even
bestiality, as described in the Bible, is in this world.
当人的情欲放纵到最高点的时候，And
when man's lust is exercised at the highest degree,
仿佛是这个畜生。 的喜剧啊，但却是人类的悲剧啊。
It seems as it's a comedy for animals, but it's a tragedy for human beings.
史诗里头的甜蜜，正是参孙他情欲自主最好的注解。
And this image of the sweetness of a carcass is the best image to describe Samson's lust.
10-18节记载，菲利士人他们的。 宴客的习俗，以及在习俗上，参孙就出了一道谜语要他们解。And
in verse 11 and on, it describes the wedding banquet of the Philistines and how Samson made a riddle for them to guess.
结果 对方啊答不出来啊，啊眼看就要啊照这约定啊要赔上30套礼衣跟外套啊。
And the other party, they could not come up with the answer, and they were about to give up 30 sets of clothes and 30 linen garments.
哦，于是就是威胁啊这个参孙的未婚妻啊，说啊你如果不套出啊哦你先生的谜语啊，我们呢、啊、就要用火烧你跟烧你的家，烧你父全家。
And so they went. These people went and threatened Samson's fiance and asked her his wife and asked her to get the answer from Samson.
好、哦，于是啊，他太太啊就对他哭哭啼啼的。
And so Samson's wife threw herself on him and sobbed.
16节说，参孙的妻子在丈夫面前啼哭说啊，你是恨我，不是爱我。
In verse 16, Samson's wife threw himself on him, sobbing, "You hate me. You really don't love me."
17节啊，七日筵席之内，她在丈夫面前啼哭，到了第七天，逼着他，他才将谜语的意思告诉他。
Verse 17, she cried the whole 7 days of the feast. So on the 7th day, he finally told her because she continued to press him.
哦，仿佛替这一场啊情欲自主的婚姻呢啊，预先下了一个结论，就是。
And this seems to have given prefigured the ending to this marriage, which was a lot of crying.
情欲自主的收场往往就是哭泣。
A lot of times when we make our decisions based on our emotions, then the ending will be in weeping.
不但如此。
And not only so.
当参孙的太太知道答案之后啊。马上就告诉对方了。
When Samson's wife knew the answer to the riddle, she told her people right away.
难怪参孙对回答答对的这些人啊这么说。
And that is why Samson said to the people who answered the riddle.
18节后面说哈，你们若非用我的母牛犊耕地，就猜不出我谜语的意思来。
If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have solved my riddle.
夫妻啊。是一体的。
Husband and wife are one.
太太现在背叛他了。
But now his wife turned against him.
把这个秘密告诉别人了。
And told the secret to other people.
仿佛也是啊，对这个情欲自主的时代里头啊，所衍生的另外一个问题的最好描述。
And this also describes another problem in this generation that. Acts upon lust and emotions.
既然强调情欲自主，那就没有所谓的忠诚了。
Since everything is based on lust, there is no faithfulness.
所以这个世代就是如此，外遇不断。
That's why there are so many affairs in this society.
你有你的红粉知己，我也有我的青山之交啊。
And so you have your sugar daddy, and I have my sugar mommy.
参孙他的第一段婚姻就是如此。
And so this is how Samson's first marriage was.
19节20节啊，他的岳父把他的太太就嫁给伴郎了。
And so in verse 19 and 20, Samson's father-in-law gave his fiance to the groomsman.
这是参孙的第一春哈，他的第一次。
And so this was Samson's first time around.
所以让我们想想说，在今天这个这个淫乱的世代里头，在这个强调情欲自主的世代里头。
So in this wicked generation that emphasizes lust.
我们是不是也会像参孙，只追求肉体情欲的扩张啊？
Do we only emphasize our physical needs or our lust, just as Samson did.
看见喜悦就拿来了。
You see, you like, and you take.
不顾律法，不顾习俗，不顾父母的苦劝。
You don't care about laws, traditions, or the beckoning of your parents.
那你要小心，往往是啼哭收场，往往是背叛结束。
Then you have to be careful because you might end in weeping and unfaithfulness.
史诗里头的甜蜜。这是今日我们这属灵拿细耳人最大的警戒。
And the sweetness in a carcass is what the Nazirite should avoid most in this time.
看15章。
So let us continue to chapter 15.
十五章记载，这个第一节到第八节记载啊，参孙呐，他放火烧非利士人的这个禾场。
Chapter 15, verse 1 to 15 describes how Samson had vengeance on the Philistines.
原因呢、是因为他的岳父把他的原配另外嫁给别人。
This was because his father-in-law married his fiance to another person.
参孙啊，抓了300只狐狸呀、两两一对哦，尾巴绑上火把，然后放到田里头啊。
And so Samson went out, caught 300 foxes, tied them tail to tail, and torched all of them and let them run around in the fields.
比中国的田单的火牛阵更厉害哦，把人家的禾场啊，通通烧光了。
And this is even worse than some of the Chinese military tactics where they use cows to burn fields.
那非利士人意识到是谁做的，知道了原因呢、就找他的岳父全家算账、把他的岳父、给烧了。
Because Samson knew the father-in-law was in charge of this, so he went up and burned him to death.
参孙也因着这件事情对非利士人大大的报仇。
And so Samson had really great vengeance on the Philistines.
九节到十三节记载，非利士人安营要攻打犹太人原因呢就是要他们交出参孙。
And in verse 19 to 13, the Philistines camped in Judah because they wanted to capture Samson.
结果犹大人就出卖了参孙，把参孙。绑去见非利士人。
So the people of Judah, they betrayed Samson and bound him and gave him to the Philistines.
那参孙在非利士人那里神的灵大大感动他，他挣脱了被绑的手臂，拿起地上一块未干的驴腮骨，击杀了1000个非利士人。
But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he broke the ropes on his arms and found a fresh jawbone of a donkey and started killing people.
当完成这件事情之后，非常的疲惫口渴，向神祷告。
After he finished the killing, he was very thirsty and cried out to the Lord.
神垂听，就让地涌出水来，解了他的渴，让他恢复精神。
And the Lord listened to his prayer and had a spring to quench his thirst.
这是第十五章的记载。
And this is what is recorded in chapter 15.
在这里我们提出这个驴腮骨，参孙用的驴腮骨来做分享。
And here we'll discuss about the donkey's jawbone that Samson used.
驴腮骨本来不是武器。
This jawbone was originally not a weapon.
但是却能够成为参孙的工具。
But it could be used as a tool by Samson.
所以我们在前面那个三家四师也谈到那赶牛棍本来也不是武器但却成为拯救同胞的兵器。
And earlier in the Judges, we discussed how an ox goad, which was not a weapon, could be used as a weapon.
所以今天神给每个人有不同的恩赐。
And today, the Lord has given every one of us different gifts.
我们应当要善用神给我们的恩赐。
We must use the gifts that the Lord has given us.
那再来，当这个驴腮骨完成他的任务，参孙就把它抛掉了。
And when the donkey's jawbone had fulfilled its purpose, Samson threw it away.
因为原本那只是一片的朽烂。
Because it was just a decaying object.
虽然用来击杀了1000个非利士人。
Although he used it to kill 1,000 men.
问题是神用它。
The problem was that the Lord used the instrument.
而不是它本身就是武器。
And the thing itself was not a weapon.
所以同样的，今天当我们为神完成某些事情。
In the same way, when we complete our work for the Lord.
我们也应当有参孙的这股潇洒，抛掉手中的驴腮骨。
We should also have this attitude as Samson and throw away the jawbone.
不要紧紧地抓住那一片的朽烂，数算自己的功过这个功勋。
We should not hold on to that piece of decaying object and start counting how much stuff we've done.
那放火烧这个啊，这个禾场，我们等一下再讲哦。
And so we'll go back to how the field was torched.
我们进到十六章。
The grain was torched. So we'll go into chapter 16.
十六章第一节到第三节记载参孙在加萨。
Verse 1-3 discusses how Samson went to Gaza.
他在加萨看到一个妓女，就跟她亲近。
When he went to Gaza, there was a prostitute, and he went to spend the night with her.
我们看到参孙他好像对于交友方面呢、啊，很随便，没有选择。
And we see how Samson he was not very selective in the friends he made.
任凭自己的情欲做主啊。
And he was guided by his own lust.
再来啊，当有人告诉哦说告诉这个加萨人说参孙到这里呀、啊，他们就把他围住，哦啊，参孙呐、啊。睡到半夜，把城门的门扇、门框、门栓通通拆下来，扛在肩上，上了希伯伦的山顶。
And so they surrounded him all night. But then when he got up, he took hold of the doors of the city gate with the two posts and tore them loose, bar and all, and carried them to Hebron.
大力士参孙啊，真的是力大无穷。
And he was truly a man of strength.
但又何苦？如此的表现呢、啊、
？But why did he have to show off like this？
啊、哦，这跟等一下我们分享的心态有关啊。
And this has something to do with something else we're going to discuss。
从第四节到二十二节，啊、哦，记载参孙啊遇到了哦，在啊、这个梭裂谷上哈、哦，遇到了个蛇蝎美人大力拉。
From verse 4 and on, we see how Samson met this scorpion woman, Delilah.
哦，这个大力拉，参孙已经大力士了。这个大力拉比他力气更大，一拉参孙就倒了。
And Delilah was even more strong than Samson, who was already a strong man.
那六到九节啊，记载哈、啊，这个大力拉第一次啊，试探参孙他力大的原因。
And from verse 6 to verse 9, it tells us the first time Delilah tried to test the strength of Samson. Because the rulers of the Philistines had already bought her. And they wanted her to find out why he had so much strength. Ruler was going to give her a large sum of money.
自古啊，英雄难过美人关啊，那美人难过金钱关。
So since the olden times, it was very hard for men to resist women and for women to resist money.
有人说那金钱呢？金钱难过我这关，我通通把它花光光。
And so some people say that, oh, money can't pass by me because I'll spend it all.
这个笑话了。
That's just a joke.
参孙就欺骗大力拉说啊，你用啊七条没有哦未干的青绳绑住我 啊，我就没有力气了。
Samson lied to Delilah and said, "If anyone ties me with seven fresh thongs that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man."
大力拉真的照做、啊。
And Delilah followed his instructions.
以身非利士埋伏在他们的房间。
And there are some Philistines who were hidden in the room.
参孙啊。行掌天下权，醉卧美人膝啊，睡着了就被绑起来了。
And so, although Samson was very mighty and powerful, he could not pass by this woman, and he was tied up.
大力大把他绑起来啊，也不肯贸然的就叫非利士人抓他，在旁边就告诉他说，非利士人来抓你喽。就参孙一起来把绳子一挣断。
Even though Delilah bound Samson, she was afraid to just wake him up. So she told him, "Samson, the Philistines are coming, are upon you."
当然了，大力拉知道参孙骗他了。
But then Delilah, of course, knew that Samson lied to her.
所以呀、就对他生气说，你欺哄我，你向我说谎，现在求你告诉我。
So she was angry at him and said to him, "Until now you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied."
一撒娇啊，参孙说：“好吧，那 你用没有使用过的新绳子捆绑我，我就像这个像常人一样。
And when she cried to him, he replied, "Well, if you weave 7 braids into my head, into the fabric of the loom, tighten with a pin, I'll become as weak as any other man."
大力拉照做，就参孙还是把绳子挣断了。
And Delilah did as was told, but Samson again broke away.
大力拉对参孙说，你到如今还是在骗我啊，向我说谎啊，你现在要告诉我要怎么样捆绑你。
Oh, pardon. The first time he was using the new ropes, and now she was asking again that how you can be tied.
这是第三次了
So this was the third time.
禅师说啊，你把我这个七条辫子跟织布机上的纬线一起织我就没有力气了。
And so the third time he told her to weave the 7 braids of his head into the fabric on the loom.
大力拉当然照做了，但是还是不行啊。
Delilah did as told, but it still didn't work.
16章15节大力拉对参孙说，你既不跟我同心了，怎么说你爱我？女人最会用这一招
Verse 15, she said to them, him, how can you say I love you when you don't confide in me? And women love using this tactic.
你三次都骗我。
You've cheated me 3 times.
16节说，大力达天天用话催逼他，甚至他心里烦闷要死。
And in verse 16, it says, with such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death.
这是参孙的第二春
And this is Samson's second time around.
情欲自主的后果，没有带来喜乐平安。
The result of obeying his lust did not bring him any peace or joy.
是烦得要死。
And he was tired to death.
参孙被大力拉这个催逼所以就把心中的秘密统统告诉大力拉。
And because Samson was nagged by Delilah, he told her everything.
因为没有人用剃头刀剃他的头，他自出母胎就归神做拿细耳人。如果头发被剃掉，失去拿细耳人的记号，那他就跟常人一样软弱。
So he told her everything. No razor has ever been used on my head because I have been a Nazirite set apart to God since birth.
大力达当然不放过这个机会把他弄碎了可能是酒醉了把他头给剃光了。
And so, of course, Delilah didn't let go of this opportunity, and she made him sleep, perhaps with wine, and cut off his hair.
我们看19节，说大力拉使参孙枕着他的膝睡觉，叫了一个人来剃除他头上的七条发揪。于是大力拉克制他的力气，克制他的力气就离开他了。
Verse 19, it says, having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair and so began to subdue him.
沉醉在温柔乡的参孙睡在大力拉的膝这个膝盖枕在他的膝上睡觉。
Samson indulged in the woman and slept on her lap.
头发被剃光了。
And his hair was shaven off.
这里说说大力拉就克制他了。
And it says, and so they began to subdue him.
参孙是个大力士。
Samson was a mighty man.
大力拉克制他。
But the woman subdued him.
真的让我们觉得是很讽刺的一件事情。
And we see that this is very ironic.
更加悲哀的在后面。
And what's even sadder is recorded below.
20节，大力拉说：“参孙啊，非利士人来哪里来的？”参孙从睡中醒来，心里说：“我要像前几次出去活动身体。”他却不知道神已经离开他。
Verse 20, then she called Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He woke up from his sleep and thought, I'll go out as before and shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had left him.
神离开他，他不知道。
He did not know that the Lord had left him.
至少摸摸头也知道没头发了。
Even if he touched his head, he would know that he didn't have any more hair.
已经失去了拿细耳人的记号。
He already lost this mark of a Nazarite.
一个没有拿细耳人记号的啊，这个参孙呐、啊，哪算的是啊？是的拿细耳人。
How can a Nazarite without the mark of the Nazarite still be a Nazarite?
哦，所以同样的，我们刚刚讲说哈啊，那个拿细耳人的长头发啊，就是归神哈的代表，归神。
We mentioned how the long hair of the Nazarite showed that they belonged to the Lord.
尊神为大的代表。
And it was a representative of how they obeyed the Lord.
一个没有归神为圣，一个没有尊神为大的基督徒，你说他是基督徒吗？
If a Christian does not deem the Lord as the Almighty or the Great One and does not belong to the Lord, will he be a Christian?
为什么参孙会落入到这种地步啊、
How did Samson end up in this situation?
我们看到他从火烧非利士人的禾场。
We see how he started burning the Philistines, and their grain stocks.
加撒把门扇、门框、门栓、这个门栓啊，通通拆下来扛走。
And how he took the city gates and took them all.
还有大力拉三次试探他，他三次跟他开玩笑。
And how he joked with Delilah three times.
我们看出啊，参孙他对于他的整个人生的态度啊，就是这种游戏人间、万事不公的态度。
We see how Samson he treated life like a game.
好玩嘛。不在乎，试试看吧。
Oh, it's fun, so it doesn't matter. Let's try it.
戏耍，戏耍。
And he played along.
撒母耳记下的二章啊，那边记载这个大卫的元帅跟扫罗的元帅他们相遇。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 2, it records how the military leaders of David met with the military leaders of Saul.
扫罗的元帅亚尼尔啊，对大卫的元帅约押说：“叫他们少年人起来戏耍戏耍，玩个两招，大家来看看哦。”
And they told each other, "Let's get the young men and fight."
好，结果他们就彼此揪着对方的头发，用刀互相捅对方。
And so they grabbed each other's hair and started stabbing each other.
戏耍到后来就玩真的了。
But after fooling around for a little while, it became real.
最后，因为这一句戏耍戏耍的话，死了将近400人。
And because of their joust, they left 400 people dead.
今天我们基督徒的这个生命千万不要有这种戏耍戏耍的观念。
So as Christians today, we should not have this attitude of just fooling around.
罪往往用这种好玩嘛、新奇嘛、不在乎嘛、试试看吧，呈现在我们面前来引诱我们。
A lot of times, sin appears before our eyes as something fun, something we should try, something worth a stab.
那些赌得倾家荡产的那些赌徒啊，难道是第一次下去赌啊，就把所有的家当给赌出、啊、
？And those compulsive gamblers who lose their entire savings, do they lose it all the first time they gamble?
还不是从我要上厕所，来替我打两圈，就从那样开始的哈。
Doesn't it start when someone goes, "Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Can you take my place for two rounds?"
那个烟毒贩那个吸毒的人。
And those who take drugs.
岂不是从一开始他的朋友跟他来吸两口嘛，提提神嘛，好玩嘛，试试看嘛。
Don't they start when their friends tell them, "Come on, just take a smoke. It'll be fun. Just try it."
而深陷在里头不可自拔。
And then they fall in and they can't get themselves out.
还有啊，在这个情欲里头，陷在当中的。
And those who are sinking in lust.
也是如此啊。
It's the same with them.
从写信、电话、鲜花，然后约出来约会到后来不可自拔。
They first start with correspondence, and then phone calls and dates, flowers, and then they sink into it.
哦，创世纪三十四章啊，记载雅各的女儿受辱的经过。
Genesis 34 talks about how Jacob's daughter was defiled.
岂不是他那个好奇心害死他的吗？
Was she not harmed because of her curiosity?
所以参孙这种游戏人间的态度啊，正是他陷入啊那个啊魔鬼的试探当中不能自拔的主要原因。
So one of the main reasons why Samson sunk into the trap of the devil was because he had this attitude of fooling around in his life.
为什么他不能自拔？
Why could he not help himself?
跟这里参孙说，哦，这里说参孙不知道神已经离开他，那种不知道有关系啊。
And it has something to do with how it records here that Samson did not even know that the Lord had left him.
因为他太高估自己了。
Because he saw himself. He had too much confidence in himself.
我是大力士啊。
I am a strong man.
一片驴腮骨，我就能够力抗一千个非利士人了。
With a donkey's jawbone, I subdued 1,000 Philistines.
小小一个大力的，一个指头就可以把你给擂死。
And this Delilah, I could have killed her with one finger.
所以他根本不在乎啊。
So he didn't care.
他难道不知道大力拉要他的命？
Did he not know that Delilah wanted his life?
要探出他有力量的原因。
And she wanted to know the reason why he had strength?
想必他晓得。
He probably knew.
但是他就是在这个危险的边缘游戏人间呢。
But he stayed on the cliff and tried to have fun or play around.
再来，参孙他太低估罪恶的力量。
And then Samson underestimated the power of sin.
他根本没想到身旁这个女人呐，这个娇滴滴、这个柔弱的大力拉，竟然能够克制他。
He had no idea that the small, weak woman could subdue him.
把他陷入万劫不复的地步。
And to place him in a situation where he could not get up.
所以今天我们也经常会像参孙这样子。
And so a lot of times we become like Samson.
我们太相信自己啊。
We are too overconfident in ourselves.
我对的，我有缺点没有错的。
You would say, yeah, I have some shortcomings.
对的，我有软弱了。
Yeah, I'm weak.
但是啊，没有什么关系嘛。
But who cares?
啊，这个又不是死罪。
It's not mortal sin.
然后就在游戏，在这种边缘里头啊。
And so we fool around on the cliff.
啊，小弟在台湾哦，这个学生灵恩会的时候，经常大家喜欢问一个问题。
A lot of times in spiritual convocation, student spiritual convocations in Taiwan, people like asking a question.
什么叫做犯奸淫？
What does it mean to commit adultery?
还 PS 一垒、二垒、三垒。
Oh, and then they say PS base one, base two, base three.
我就不懂了，什么叫做一垒、二垒、三垒？我要去问人家。
I didn't know what it meant to have base one, base two, base three, so I asked someone.
哦，原来说一垒就是什么？一垒是什么？是牵手是吧？
And they said that base one is just holding hands, right?
哦，那二垒是 kiss 啊。
And base two is when you kiss.
哦，那三垒就是更进一步了啊。
And base three is something more.
哦，他就说到底到什么程度叫做犯奸淫？
So they asked, so what level equivocates having committing adultery?
那言下之意啊，我不要超越就好了。言下之意就是我不要越过去的。
And so all they wanted was a boundary. As long as they didn't cross the boundary, it was okay.
No, 只要谈打棒球，我就跟他们谈打棒球了。
Well, since they like baseball, I discuss baseball with them.
我很喜欢打棒球。
Because I love baseball.
我说，当你上了一垒之后，
So I told them, well, when you're on the first base.
有没有人不想跑到二垒的？
Is there anyone who doesn't want to go to second base?
当然要啊。
Of course you want to.
二垒不想上三垒吗？当然你是要。
When you're on second base, don't you want to go on third base? Of course you do.
三垒啊，更想要跑回本垒得到一分。
And when you're on third base, of course you want to hit a home run or go back to home base.
同样的情欲也是这样啊。
And it's the same with lust.
牵了手就想进一步了。
If you hold your hands, then you want something more.
一步又一步，一步又一步，到最后就陷入到那个情欲的试探罪里头了。
And so you keep on taking step after step, and then you sink into the lust of the flesh.
所以人不要太自认为说我克制得了自己的。
So we should not be overconfident and say we can control ourselves.
往往在那个花前月下那个气氛当中，人都是会迷失掉的。
Because a lot of times we get lost under the moonlight in front of the flowers.
事后后悔，我爱上的是那天晚上的月光，那已经来不及了。
And then you'd say, oh, I fell in love with the moonlight, but that's too late by then.
所以约瑟给我们的见解，So
Joseph teaches us a warning, or a teaching. Refuse it.
不跟，不陷在那个试探当中啊。
And do not fall into temptation.
他主人太太要引诱他。
When his master's wife wanted to seduce him, he said no.
不要跟他在一起。
He didn't want to be with her.
有一次，被他给抓到了。
And one time he was caught by her.
宁可求全身而退，衣服不要，跑出去了。
He would rather run out without his clothes than to be with her.
因为他知道,
because he knew.
那个邪恶的力量之大,
he knew the power of sin.
约瑟不是老公公啊，他是年轻人哦。
Joseph wasn't an old man, he was a young man.
他也有情欲，也有血气。
He also had lusts of the flesh.
所以参孙的不知道让他陷入危险当中。
And Samson's ignorance put him in danger.
确实他不知道自己。Because
he didn't know himself.
他太高估自己了。
He overestimated himself.
他太低估危险了。He
underestimated danger.
看不清自己，也看不清楚环境的险恶。
He could not see himself clearly or the danger of the situation.
下场就如同他在监牢里头被挖了眼睛推磨一样。
And at the end, it was like he was in prison when his eyes were plucked out and he was bound.
这是参孙的悲剧。
And this was the tragedy of Samson.
不但自己受苦, 神的名也跟着受辱。
And he not only suffered by himself, but the name of the Lord also was despised.
23节到31节。 23到31。
So verse 23 to 31。这记载，非利士人在他们偶像节庆里头，把参孙带出来戏耍。So, it shows how the Philistines dragged out Samson to celebrate, as during a celebration of their god.
根据他们那个时代的观念，哪一方得胜，代表说哪一方他们所拜的。 这个所侍奉的神，比较高，比较有权能。
And back in those times, whichever side they won, that meant that their God was stronger than the other side.
今天，这个以色列的独一真神，因为参孙他的失败而蒙羞。
Because of Samson's failure, the God of the Israelites was ashamed.
而被认为输给这个偶像大滚。
And people thought that he lost to Dagon, this idol.
参孙向神做最后的祷告。So
Samson made his last prayer to the Lord.
求神给他最后一次力量。To
ask the Lord to give him one more time, strength once more.
于是他跟敌人同归于尽。And
so he perished with the enemy.
当时说在那一场节庆，在那个庙里头的大概有3000男女。
And there were about 3,000 men and women in the temple.
所以圣经的注解说，参孙死的时候所杀的人比活着的时候所杀的还多。So
the Bible tells us that he killed many more when he died than when he lived.
做士师20年。He
was a judge for 20 years.
好不容易培养出来的一个拿细耳人参孙。This
Nazarite that was fostered and cared for.
仅仅在他的岗位上20年的侍奉。
He only served for 20 years in his role.
最后落得同归于尽。And
he died with the enemy at the end.
真是悲惨。So
it was very tragic.
所以参孙的见解，也是今天你我的见解。So
Samson's warning is also a warning to all of us today.
让我们都能够做一个真正的拿细耳人。
So that we should be a true Nazarite.
不要像参孙一样。
And not be like Samson.
有那个名而没那个实际。
And have the title but not have the role.
求神帮助。
And we ask the Lord to guide us.